Hello everyone, this is Dorothy from Parks and Parks Talks. Today's date, February 7th, 2011, and this is Podcast 8. And the topic of the day is family affairs. Should any matters of the family, such as situations or certain events in a family, changes one's perception of each other? This specific topic, it kind of hit close to home to me personally. And I think also with Larry, there's been situation in our family, my family rather, that occurred some months back. And I was the outsider, the one that should have been there for the family, but wasn't at a tragic hour in times of need. And my question is, should my family, the family that I was raised in, born in, and loved by, should they have a different perspective towards me or perception towards me? Should they perceive me differently? Should they love me any less? Should our communication stop or lessen than there used to be? And if so, how should I handle it? Should I be angry? Should I accept it gracefully, or should I go to them and beg for an acceptance of my apology? Will they accept me if I go to them and apologize for my wrongdoing? That's really something that has been bugging me. But the biggest question of all is, once they accept my apology, would they look at me the way they looked at me before? The loving sister. The loving, supporting aunt. Always someone to talk to. Always someone that made them laugh when they had the opportunity to see me. Or would they look at me as someone that you can't depend on, rely on? That's been in the back of my head for the longest. Larry, is there something you would like to add on to this about what has been going on with you personally as concerned this topic? Because I can go on and on and on. There's matters of the family heart here that has been weighing really heavily on my heart. And I would like to talk about it, but I don't want to leave you out. There's things you need to discuss as well.
Thank you for being so kind. Yes, with the situation what comes with me dealing with, my perception or my family looking at me in a different way, as on my dealing with a sick family member, as in my sister, you know, dealing with her. I have an ill sister that my mother is pretty much, you know, taking care of, and I guess her perception looking at my sister in a way, you know, that she can be doing a little bit more to take care of herself, to hold herself down, and, you know, to not to be so dependent on her, my mother meaning, you know, as, you know, just relying on her so much, and it's taking a strain on my mother dealing with taking care of her.
But how do your mother look towards you? Because I know that she would love for you to be there with her to help her out more with your sister. But with your busy schedule and going here and there and doing everything, I know it's kind of hard. Does she look at you, or do you feel like she looks at you, quite, you know, kind of differently than before?
Yes, I do. I think she does. I should be doing a little bit more, honestly, than I am doing. I do have a busy schedule, you know, and I guess sometimes, you know, people do get kind of wrapped up with their own things sometimes, and they kind of like say, well, you know, mother can handle it type thing. And I think my mother possibly is thinking that as well. And when I do see her, it's like a disconnect with her, you know, like, you know, she really just don't have that connection with me when it comes, you know what I'm saying, to, it just feel kind of like an eerie feeling when I'm around. I guess because she feel like I'm not holding it down.
So you feel like she's looking at you kind of differently, or that's some type of distance?
Yeah, some type of distance or disconnect. You know,
disconnection there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good way to put that, to explain it. A type of disconnection. So you would say that your lack of presence and assistance there has changed her perception, or the way she perceived you.
Exactly.
Before all of this had taken place.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, how do you handle it? What do you think you should do about the situation?
Well, I should be more, I guess, you know, go to her and ask her, what does she need of me? You know, how can I help out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how could I take some of the load off her?
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Be more, straightforward and say, Mom, I'm going to handle it for her, you know,
right.
and just not expecting to her, just say, well, Mom got it.
Well, you know, Larry, the question I want to know, and it's also bugging me because of my own personal situation, is it fair to you, or is it fair to anyone in our situation, you and I both, to have to really go through these certain ordeals and then feel like that we're being not rejected but looked at differently, or do we have to feel that our family do not love us as much as they used to? Is there such thing of family losing love for you?
Yeah, I think it is. In a way, I think not really the love issue, but I think more of the trust issue.
The trust issue.
Yes, thinking that knowing
the
that
reliable,
they
dependable
yeah.
that they feel upon you, that yeah, I can rely on her,
yeah.
I can rely on him, I can depend. That's what families are for.
Four.
They're always there to rely on you and
other.
Depend on each other. And so when that's gone, is it fair that you should be treated differently?
No, this is not fair.
Because that's what family is for.
Four.
Is it what you can do? Is it what you can give? Is it what you can do to help out that makes a family? It doesn't stop just there as it's being blood relations. I think you have to do more to make that word family really make a meaning, a strong meaning. You just can't be born into a family and say, that's my family. It seems like you have to work on being a family.
You do. It's like a relationship.
It's a relationship.
It's a lifetime relationship.
A lifetime relationship, working on that family. It's like if you mistreat your husband, your wife, girlfriend, or boyfriend, not being there for them to support them in times of need, what happens? A situation. An issue.
Mm-hmm. And a lack of miscommunication, a lack of misunderstanding.
And that's right. Mm-hmm. And that causes problems. And that also causes me to perceive you differently. My perception of you has changed when I once thought that you was a person that I can depend on. Well, you know what? Same goes on in family.
Yeah. But do you think the person that's receiving you wrong should come to you and ask you exactly, if they dealing with something and they don't have an understanding, should they come to you and ask you, Blaine, I just asked you, they're your family member, so they should just say, well, I have a problem with this. An issue that I'm feeling that you're not doing your part as a family member. Should they come to you? And then, you know what I'm saying? And then maybe they meet you halfway by coming to you. Sometimes people lose themselves, a family member lose themselves when they don't come to you. And then they just automatically say, well, they that way. And they don't know exactly what the real story. They don't know exactly what you going through on your side. You know what I'm saying? What you going through on your side of the family. You know, it's always more than just one family. It's sub-families. You know what I'm saying? It's the main family. But it's also sub-categories of families. You know, you have your own family as well.
Well, in certain cases, yes, I do think that the family members that have issues or problems with you should come to you and should talk to you about it to let you know. Inform you that, look, I have this issue with you. I have this feeling that you're not there for me, and I want to talk to you about it. I don't want to keep it in. Let's talk about this. However, Larry, if we feel and know, most importantly, let's throw away feeling, but know that we're in the wrong here. I think it's up to the one that are in the wrong, the ones that are in the wrong, to take it upon themselves to go to them, to our family members, that we have hurt it, that we have let down, to go to them and bring the topic up, to talk to them, to clear things up. We can't always expect for them to come to us when there's a problem, when we caused it by not being there. If you caused a problem with someone that you loved, do you expect for your wife or your girlfriend to come to you with it all the time when you're in the wrong? Wouldn't you, and you should, you really should, think to yourself, well, I caused it, I'm in the wrong, so therefore, let me go and straighten things out. And that's the case with me. I don't expect for none of my family members that I have let down or disappointed or, more importantly, hurt to come to me. I should go to them, as I did, one of my family members. We are now talking. We're not talking the way we should be talking.
That's good, y'all are talking.
But we do have some type of communication. However, I still feel there's a little distance there, you know? Not as close as we were before because we was like sisters. But the communication is the first step. And you know what? I apologize. And it was accepted. But there's more that I have to do than just that, because I think it depends on the situation or how deep the pain was that you caused. It may take more than an apology. What do you think about that?
Oh, wow. I think you're correct on all those points that you made. You know, point blank, family's family.
Family,
you know, it's
family,
and you need to come together no matter what the issues are. You need to understand both sides, and you need to resolve it. You know, it's step by step. You know, everything, it works in steps, you know.
And it doesn't heal overnight.
No, it doesn't heal overnight. You know, it's going to be a long transitional process. It's going to take time. That's what any relationship, especially family, though. You know, once you think it's all right, but then you can have any, like, mishaps that are going to set you back a little bit. But, you know, just still keep working on it. You know, I know it's issues that I have to work out, you know, still. I have to still kind of be there a little bit more.
That's
with
my part
of my, you know, when it comes to, you know, my family.
And it takes a bigger person to apologize. So, if any of you guys out there has hurt or defended anyone in your family, remember some, that's your family. That's your blood. That person or those people are going to be there. Hopefully, when no one else will.
Yeah. Even if they ain't your blood now, because a lot of people don't have family as their blood.
But if you have someone that raised you like a blood relative, yes, I like how you said that, Larry. You know, and if there's problems that occurred in that family, look, don't walk around for days, weeks, years, and months and not settle differences and problems in that family. Let someone be the bigger person to bring the topic up, to apologize, but in a calmly manner, not arguing and bringing it up to add more problems on top of problems, but in a calm manner. This problem here that I'm going through, it's a long process. It's a long process. It's deeper than the surface itself. I'm working on it. Like I said, I started out with one person, and there's many more other people that I have to go to. It's going to take time. Like I said, it's not overnight. I build myself up to have the courage enough to go to one. Now I have to work on going to the others, but I need to do that because it doesn't just heal the one that you hurt. It also heals yourself. Because in the family, when you hurt one, you hurt all. Am I right?
Oh, you're right. It's a domino effect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a domino effect, you know, and it's gonna eventually come around and affect you as well. You know, if you're doing you're not really more involved with your family, and then you haven't resolved too much. You know, it's going to eventually come back to you anyway. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. It never leaves you. You could really never walk away from it.
No, you cannot.
You know, you have a conscience, it's going to bother you. Yeah. You know. So, all I have to say, like I said, take care of family matters. Take care of problems. Take care of issues. If you can take care of issues and problems that occur in your marriage, in your relationship,
and with your friends,
and all that, people, you can do the same with your family. And I know sometimes families are harder to listen to and understand more than anybody in the world. But it's the time that you put into it. And you know, me, myself, I need my family to understand me too. Not just me understanding them. I need my family, I repeat, to understand me and also accept me for who and what I am and the way I live, as I have to do them the same way. Understanding, communication, and acceptance. Accepting who and what we are. All the criticizing, all the name calling, all the talking about each other, that is not what a family is. You can find that in the streak among friends. Family shouldn't do that. That what causes problems in the first place. Not saying that's what caused problems in my family, but that does cause problems in families. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. You're correct. You're absolutely correct about everything you said. It's been a very interesting podcast, ain't it, right, Dorothy?
Yes, it has, and I hope that someone out there that's going through any type of family issues out there listen to this podcast and try to straighten matters out in their family. Tonight, tomorrow, this minute. I mean, come on, people. We only got one family.
Yes, we do. God only gave us one. Even if you're not a religious person or spiritual person, you know, whatever, high being or whatever, you went through, you with. That's your family. That's nothing that can change you from being with your family.
And if any of my family are listening tonight to this podcast or tomorrow to this podcast, once again, I would like to say I'm sorry and I'm working on it and I'm trying to get better. Give me time. And most importantly, I love you guys.
Yeah, and Mom, I know this is personal for me. Mom, I love you. Mom, she don't listen to no podcast. So,
still, all right,
let her know, because I have other family out there. So,
and if they're listening,
yeah.
Larry loves you, Mom.
And I love you, sis. You know, you're better. You know, just hold it up, and I'll be there, you know, to help out. But we're going to have some more podcasts come soon.
Yeah, we're going to have some more come soon. This is kind of different tonight, and I hope it haven't bored you guys. But yeah. Sometimes when we have, like, matters of the heart that touch us, we like to kind of, like, get it out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's a personal journal for us.
It really is.
It is what it is. It's a personal journal. It's a personal journal, really. It is.
So, as we always end it at each podcast.
Hold on. We're not going to end it yet.
Oh, we're not?
No, we're not going to end it yet.
Okay, Larry, if you're speaking today, yeah. But I was going to say before I was, you know,
interrupted,
we always end our podcast, even though we're not going to end it this instant, mm-hmm. If you're out there listening and mm-hmm. love listening to Parks and Parks Talks, a podcast of diversity, you're downloading. Follow us as well.
Exactly. You know, we're on iTunes. You also can email us at parksaphrodite@gmail.com. Twitter,
please do that.
Yeah, what is it, Dottie?
Dottie. Mm-hmm. Dottie Pox. Yeah. Dottie Pox. Dottie Pox.
And we at Podbean as well. We're all over the pod, like Pod Feeder.
And I'm on Facebook, yeah. And that name is Dorothy Boyd Parks. Once again, that's Dorothy Boyd Parks.
Yeah.
If you see any martial art, kung fu pictures or anything like that, that's me because I'm a stone cold martial art lover.
Yeah, I am too. Don't forget.
And they call me Lady Kung Fu,
yeah,
of course.
Right.
But anyway, befriend us, ask for a friend request. Most importantly, leave comments and follow.
We need input. Please send us input. I know we get a lot of music lovers, and
we have a lot of music lovers, friends requests.
We don't knock none of the
music. And not knocking that, but We also would like to have other variety type of friend requests. We want to hear people out there that, you know, like a talk radio that likes to talk and like to talk about family issues, relationships. Hey, we don't mind if it's sex. We like good sexing too. I mean, I do. But anyway, come on, people. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
You like hearing this? You like downloading this? Let us know in other variety ways. In, you know, like I say, you downloading us. Now follow us. Come to our pages and follow the yellow brick road. Follow the Pox and Pox.
Okay.
Because I'm Dorothy. Follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah. Okay. Good segue.
I have Toto here too.
Yeah, but I'm not Toto. Okay. Anyways,
we're
kind of jibbering jabbering right now.
We have to get out of here, okay? One of us has to be at work tonight. So anyway, guys, please follow us, Pox and Pox, our podcast of diversity. Good night.
She's Dorothy.
Oh, yeah. You guys still know me by now? You wanted me to end it the way, the way I usually end it, right? Okay, well, I'm going to end it the way I usually end it. Hello, everyone. I enjoyed this podcast tonight. And I'm Dorothy, and this is
Parks and Parks Talks, and I'm Larry.
1, 2, 3. Good night.
Bye bye.